Blog Talk Radio. You're listening to Solar Records Radio, of course, from 1979. That is a classic from Mr. Herb Alpert. Name of the song is called Rise. Of course, Herb Alpert was the A in A&M Records. Of course, Herb Alpert and Jerry Moss was big in the 80s, man. A&M Records, you had artists, of course, Janet Jackson and Jeffrey Osborne and Human League and The Police and all of these great artists in the 80s. Of course, Herb Alpert was the A in A&M, like I mentioned before. And also, of course, Herb Alpert, amazing trumpet player, was a part of Tijuana Brass back in the day. Of course, it's great music, a great artist. Of course, now A&M Records, I think he sold A&M Records. Now it's a part of Verve, and now it's Universal Music Group. But definitely... left with a nice little, I think, $500 million check, if I'm not mistaken. But, yeah, Herb Alpert from 1979. Of course, it is Rise. Good evening, or actually good afternoon to you. Of course, you usually hear Wardell saying, hey, it's another indie blues and all that jazz Wednesday. But I am hosting for the next 2 hours. Hopefully we'll get Wardell to call in a little later. Of course, today is all about the jazz. It's all about the indie music and, of course, we got some blues on the way, so make sure you hang out with me. And thank you so much for tuning in. Do it every Wednesday from 3 to 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Again, playing a lot of great indie music and blues and jazz, like I said. We got music on the way. Let's see. I'm gonna hook up some great indie music from Moonchild. Of course, I got some Tank and the Bangers on the way. And I'm going to see if I can throw some Little Walter, some classic blues from Little Walter. So, and let me say this, man, and I don't want to just start off on a somber note, because the man gave, the man was a great man and made some great music, not just that one song that we all, you know, there was a little internet thing that said, oh, this guy's white. But no, of course, the guy I'm talking about is Bobby Caldwell. The Cat in the Hat had music, songs like My Flame, oh, God. Of course, Open Your Eyes was a great song. And, of course, the song that I'm talking about, What You Won't Do for Love. Of course, everyone was wondering, like, is this guy? We saw the music video and found out he's a white guy. But, no, Bobby Caldwell was just an amazing artist. And, of course, rest in peace to him. And if it's okay with you guys, again, I got 2 hours to jam with you. So thank you for tuning in and hanging out. Again, Wardell may call and add his 2 cents and add his wisdom to the show. It's been a while since I was able to host and do my thing, but hopefully we'll be on the same wavelength. So, but anyway, going back to the Bobby Caldwell thing, again, finding out he passed, and I went on the internet, and it's like, oh, rest in peace, and I'm like, no! We lost a lot of legend, man. We lost another legend. So without further ado, I'm going to go ahead and start off with a classic. Of course, this is music from Mr. Bobby Caldwell. Rest in peace, my brother. Cat in the Hat. It's called What You Won't Do for Love. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it's indie jazz and all, indie blues and all that jazz Wednesday on Solar Records. Keep it locked right here.
I search to find the love within. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. My friends wonder what is wrong with me. Well, I'm in a daze from your love, you see. I came back to let you know. Got a thing for you, and I can't let go. In the days from your love, you
for love. You've tried everything, but you won't give up. In my world, only you made me do for love what I would not do. Made me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do. Make me do for love what I would not do.
Black folks. Black look like a revolution. Look like a family reunion in the park. Black look like it's a different world. Sound like a crawfish ball in New Orleans. Black folk joke around like Martin and got paintings from JJ in the living room. It sounds strong. Look like sacrifice. It'd be flowers blooming in the summertime. Black sound like old songs. Smell like good food. And it tastes like heart disease. But it feels like maize at Jazz Fest. Black sound like something that hurts, like a hard test. Black sound like skin, like something dark. It look like hair, yeah. Black sound like rough hair and good hair. Look like history, sound spiritual. Black sound like years, like working, like night. Black sound like money. Look like Walmart. Like corner stores, like cash register singing. Black sound like 400 years. Smell like Oprah. Impactful like Martin. Look like Cicely Tyson. Sing like Nina. Got an ass like Serena. Feel like broken homes in Section 8. Black smell like crack and collard greens. Sounds motivational. Feels like church. Look like big Sunday hats and ribbons.
Smile like your mama.
Sound like Thick Black Swinging and Sneaky Uncle. Look like Tyler Perry making money. Sound like hating, still frustrating, don't it? Like they don't get it. Like they won't ever get it, huh? Like, push the personal feelings of racial injustice so far underneath the carpet that you trip over your own family history. But I love me some black folks. I love the hair grease and the rental fees, the front row seats, the police, the projects, the mustard greens, being late, social security checks, government assistance, bougie, black, looking good, bags of hair, fake press-on nails, rat tail combs, stunning gold jeans, gold teeth, black men and big feet. I love me some black folks. For they are the people that were made from the darkest parts of the sky.
Smile like your mama, eyes like the sun. Beautiful child, oh, you're the one. Fly like your daddy, make me so happy. Beautiful child, oh, you're the one. I'm in a place when I see your face. Must be nostalgia. I'll never forget the day that we met. Beautiful child.
go bring my shotgun. Oh, I ain't gonna start a shooting again. Go bring me my shotgun. You know I just gotta start shooting again. You know I'm gonna shoot my woman, 'cause she's fooling around with too many men. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. Yes, go bring me my shotgun. Yes, man, in a pocket full of shells. Gonna kill that woman. I'm gonna throw her in that old deep well. Holler from everybody, they won't know what's yet. Shotgun, it just won't fire.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio. Yes, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Don Fleming, of course, we got Mr. Wardell Potts on the phone line. And I had to hook that up. That was classic. I took it all the way. The song was written in 1948, but it was remastered in 1960. Of course, music from Lightnin' Hopkins. It was one of my all-time favorites. Of course, that name of that song is called Bring Me My Shotgun. Classic Lightnin' Hopkins. I had to hook that up. Of course, before that, music from Robert Glasper featuring Lettucey and Greg Porter, Gregory Porter, of course. That is It Don't Matter. And then started off the block, Tank and the Bangers, Black Folk. Well, Tank and the Bangers, Black Folk, and then I started off the block with Mr. Bobby Caldwell, the late, great Bobby Caldwell, What You Won't Do for Love. Of course, I had a four-song block. Didn't even know. I usually play three songs, but I had to add a song because I wanted to add some blues in there, and I got some classic blues I'm going to add in the library a little later on today, so I'll make sure you guys tune in. Wardell, what's up, man?
Oh, on the road doing my thing here. And I'm so sad to hear about Bobby Caldwell. Good gracious.
Oh, my
God,
man.
I grew up with that guy, with that guy, man. And so rest in peace, brother. Thank you for your amazing gift that you shared with the world. We enjoyed you, and we're just so grateful that you had the opportunity and you made it happen for yourself and for us. So thank
you sir.
So much. Rest in peace.
Yes, sir.
Go back to your creator.
Man, you know, it's just so amazing to me. It's just so amazing to me that, you know, my childhood is leaving. You know, it's leaving the earth, man. And it's just, you know, we got to hold on to, man, you know, like I said, you know, hold on to the memories, hold on to the legacy, man. But I didn't mean to cut you off, but go ahead, man. The floor is yours.
No. You're right. I'm glad you did cut me off, because that is what we're really all about here at Solar Records Radio, where we just want people, you know what, our history is just the party, because we're getting in that age group, right? Where, you know, I mean, mm-hmm. even though, you know, younger people die, but older people are real, it's a natural thing. We are only here for so long.
So while we're here,
you know, we should try to be a blessing to one another, love each other, you know, just try to have a good time, learn from each other, teach each other, you know, preach to each other if we have to. But, you know, the most important thing is that we respect each other, you know, and,
mm-hmm.
you know, you don't know what people go through or where they come from and how much it took for them to get, you know, what they have. So don't be so hard on people, you know, and just be, you know, grateful that you're here, that you're even here,
mm-hmm.
you know. And so,
yeah, man.
But
I'm here.
I'm glad that my brother Don Fleming is here running the show, driving the ship here today, and we're so blessed. I also want to give a shout out to Astrid's mom, her 83rd birthday, and they are out at a restaurant with the whole family enjoying her 83rd birthday. So happy birthday, mom. God bless you.
The Astrid's
mom.
Enjoy.
Yeah. So cool. I also want to people, you guys don't know, there's so much stuff that happens behind the scenes here at Solar Records Radio, and I just want to give a shout out to Greg. He wrote this amazing letter to my distribution company about my album
mm-hmm.
that I have coming out, and the letter was so amazing. I one of these days I want Greg to post it, because it is. I was like, man, you said a mouthful. he really sometimes, you know, that's what friends do, though, right? They can say things about you that lift you up when you don't think there's any, you can't go any higher, you know, because every day I feel blessed, you know. But, you know, my friends talking to people like Don in the middle of the night checking on him, or him checking on me, or, you know, just people, we just looking out for each other. Phoenix is always, where does Phoenix go again?
What now?
Remember, where did Phoenix go again? He relocated.
He's in Texas, right?
No. He's on the other side of the world. He's underneath.
Really?
What's that country down?
Really?
Down Australia. I think he's in Australia. Yeah. So
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
I didn't even know that.
You don't
tell me nothing.
Yeah. Oh, my God. But anyway, he got everything situated and organized. He's going to get in touch with us so that he can, you know, start doing the show again. But he's an ambassador down there, some kind of spiritual ambassador, not a political ambassador, but spiritual ambassador. So it's for the Indian tribe. And so I'm just, you know, it's blessed that, you know, sometimes we talk a lot, but sometimes you got to do the walk as well. And Phoenix is walking the walk. And so I'm so mm-hmm. proud of him, and I just pray that God keeps him safe, and you know, and things work out really good for him and the tribe out there. But anyway, thank you so much, Don, for, you know, doing the show, And thanks to all of our friends for just being a blessing to each other. And
I'm just grateful, man.
I'm grateful, man. I'm going to let you take back over. Take the rings, man. Do your thing.
It's all good, man. We got plenty of time. We got an hour and 22 minutes left. So I want to keep it bluesy, man, because, you know, like I said, I'm programming a few songs into the computer and whatnot. But one of my favorites, I want to go ahead and give it to you. I want to give you a classic, some classic blues from Little Walter. Of course, what you hear in the background, it is called My Babe. You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Don and Wardell, keep it locked right here at Solar Records Radio.
She don't stand none of that midnight creeping, my babe. True little baby, my babe. My babe, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me, my babe. Oh, yes, I know she'd love me. She don't do nothing but kiss and hug me, my babe. True little baby, my babe.
Listening to Soul Art Records Radio. Yes, Indie Blues and All That Jazz. Wednesday, Don Fleming, Wardell Potts Jr. Of course, that was music. That's one of my favorites. That's music from Moonchild featuring Alex Isley. Name of the song is called You Got One. Before that, I had to hook up a little Quincy Jones from 1973, Summer in the City, and started off the block all the way back to 1955, if I'm not mistaken. Music from Little Walter. Of course, he was Muddy Waters' harmonica player. Of course, he went on and did his thing. That is my babe. And I got Wardell mic up. I don't know what he's doing. What's going on, man?
Sorry. We are like in travel mode here, so we are just enjoying the music and laughing at you.
Okay. That's well, it's great to be laughed at.
I can't tell you what it is because it's kind of morbid. Because I have a friend. Okay, I'll tell you because now that I've started this thing, I was like, oh no, I really was laughing. You were laughing at my wife, like, how'd she get it all mixed up? I just lost a friend.
I'm sorry,
and,
man.
And his
way
name
to start
was,
it off, man.
I know, I'm sorry. His name was Don.
It's okay.
So that
whoa.
She was all, yeah. But the difference is he's 80 years old, you know. And so I was like, she was confused. So I was like, no. So, but anyway, I'm sorry. We were like, I was trying to tell her, God, you're so confused. You're so confused all the time.
I know, right?
I didn't know my mic was on. Yeah, so. But anyway, so.
But I tell you what, you turn your mic on when you need to turn it on. Now, I know you're doing your thing, man, but I'm going to go ahead and get into the next song. One of my favorites, of course, I'm kind of in a blues kick because it is indie blues and all that jazz. It was okay with you. I want to take you all the way back. I want to take it all the way back. Of course, he was formerly of the group, if you guys remember, the Soul Children, back in the 1960s, of course. He went on and had a great indie Southern Soul / blues career. And what an amazing artist, of course. If I'm not mistaken, I think we lost him a few years back. Of course, this is, let me see if I can find it, first of all. Here I am. The computer froze on you. Here you am trying to make up words. But no, actually, I found it. You know, it's off. Every now and then, you got to get off the cuff, you know. Tell me about yourself.
What's that?
But no, man. Tell me about yourself, Wardell. How you been? No, seriously. I'm just killing time.
No, I do have a question.
You know, you kill time when you're looking for the music, and then your computer freezes up, and then you got to get small talk, man. But can you remind the people, I guess, just for boops and giggles, remind the people what's coming up tomorrow, man.
Tomorrow on Solar Records Radio at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, we throw it way back. It is Throwback Thursday. It's Don Wardell. We're going to be doing our thing. And y'all need to tune in because it's just such a wonderful reminder of where we come from. And not just where we come from, but how amazing the music was, the lyrical content to the song. The songs were so different than the songs today. And it's frustrating for, I know, a lot of us, you know, that really, like, just give me a good song. I don't, you know, cool, but can I get a good song? Can I get something that makes me cry, you know? Can I get a song that I want to send to somebody? You know, I'm a Texas song, sweetheart. Or can I get a song that I can send to my mom or my cousin or my grandma or my aunt? Can I get a good song? And so that's all it used to do back in the day. I mean, they had a couple, you know, political things, but for the most part, it was love. It was all about love, and we grew a lot in that time. You know, I mean, our country, we started loving each other. It was so much love in the air that even, I don't know if you guys seen the movie that just came out called Jesus Revolution, but that movie was showing all these kids that were on drugs, just, you know, and they didn't know what to do. They were, remember they were out there smoking pot, doing drugs, and they called it the peace movement with John Lennon and all the people. Remember back then they were doing the peace thing? I know you weren't born yet, but that's what was happening.
No,
I know you know from the history of it. But what happened is that when the Jesus movement came up, it was that's why the movie is out right now. If you haven't seen it, you should go check it out. But all these kids started trying, because they didn't know what to do. They just wanted to be left alone. They didn't want to be angry anymore. They didn't want to be caught up in racial discrimination. They just wanted to be peaceful, but they had drugs was one of the things that really a lot of those kids got hooked on because it was a peaceful moment that they were having, and there were some people that were just offering this, here, take this, and then some kids got hooked on it. And so when the Jesus movement came, it started getting people off of that, and they still had the peaceful thing, and it was a beautiful thing to watch it, you know, at the movie theater. And now I got the chance to see what really actually happened, because some of this footage was over there by where we lived. Gayla and I lived out there in Laguna Beach, California, and so it was an amazing thing. But it's because of the power of words. Words matter. Lyrics matter. And we had those great lyrics. So tomorrow, just to make so I know it's a long answer to your question, Don, but tomorrow we're going to play those kind of songs that really blesses your heart and blesses your friends.
Looking forward to it.
And we're going to have a great time. But Don knows I go way back. I playing stuff like, what? Whoa, that's old. But I love it.
Well,
I love it because it's
all. Well, I tell you what, man, we're definitely looking forward to it. I call it his afternoon drive. Make sure you tune in tomorrow, 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. But without further ado, man, I found the song. Of course, the artist I'm talking about is, of course, the late, great Jay Blackfoot. Of course, Jay Blackfoot, formerly of the group The Soul Children. This is called Taxi, taking you all the way back to 1983. Keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday on Soul Love Records Radio. Keep it locked.
Man, I don't see no cabs over there. Yeah, that one over there. Yeah, just as fast as you can. Taxi, before my lady puts me down. Please won't you hurry? Can't you see she's got me worried? I don't wanna lose her love. Cross town is too slow. Hitchhiking is a no-no. She's all I'm thinking of. All I'm thinking of. Taxi. I've got some patching up to do. Yes, I have. Like a fool, I broke her heart in two. So didn't mean to do it now. So stop your meter running and get your engine humming. I just wanna see her. Just wanna see her. Put the pedal to the metal. Does it matter? I've got. I deceive her, and I know it grieves her. That's it. La 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 la. just as fast as you can.
You're listening to Solar Records Radio, classic from the classic My Spanish Heart album, 1976. What a great album. Of course, that is music from Chick Corea, the late, great Chick Corea. I call it El Bozo. El Bozo from My Spanish Heart album. I love that. I love Armando. I love that album. What an amazing album. Of course, before that, from the Central Heating album, 1977, music from The Heat Wave. And, of course, started off the block, music from Jay Blackfoot, named the song is called Taxi. Of course, I am here. We've got about another 48 minutes left of the show. Of course, Wardell Potts Jr. is hanging out. What's up, Wardell?
Man, that song had me emotional, dude. That chicken film you just played. Lord, it just takes me back to my childhood. Right there.
Uh-huh.
I played that music in my basement. And it was just an amazing, amazing time for me, because I remember I didn't know who I was, where I was. I mean, I knew who I was then. I was the Wardell Potts, the drummer and gymnast, right? But I had no idea, you know, where God was going to take me, where I was going with mm-hmm. this music that I loved so much. And the kids on the street couldn't understand it because they wanted me to be playing R&B. And I was into jazz.
Man. I love jazz. I meant to say Armando's Rumba from the My Spanish Heart album. Just an amazing artist. Of course, he left us, became an ancestor, if I'm not mistaken, last year. But his music definitely lives on. And I'm gonna start playing a little bit more Chick Corea. I get a chance to do these Wednesday shows, man. I'm just letting you know. Just keeping it real, man. I love his music. I love the fact that he mixes a little bit of that salsa flavor in it, and it's just that Latin jazz is just an amazing, amazing composition. What an amazing album! I love that album cover too, by the way. If you guys check out
My
Spanish Heart album cover, what a great album cover! But I had to hook that up, man.
He was a character, man.
I love it. Love the Mad Hatter Rhapsody, you know. But yeah, man. You know what, man? Are you on? Are you in the system, or you want me to keep going?
No, keep going. I'm about 10 minutes away from the system.
Oh, okay. But no, man.
Yeah.
Going back to the Jay Blackfoot, that was something you had said off the air, and you got to share it with the listeners, man. What you thought the song was saying?
Yeah, well, you're so mean. Okay, but anyway, I was saying, that reminds me of Patrick, and he's like, Patrick? Yeah, you know, Tom Patrick, old school. You mean? Go ahead, Don.
No, I was saying Patrick. I'm like, Patrick. I'm like, wait a minute. You mean Patches from Clarence Carter? He's like, yes. So okay. I'm like, Patrick. I'm like, what the devil is a Patrick? You're talking about Patches. My mother used to play, God rest her soul. My mother used to play that song all the time, and she used to play I'll Be Stroking, but that's another story. But no, she used to play Patches, and at the time as you're a kid and you listen to the lyrics and you're starting to get what the lyrics was about. I'm like, this was a depressing song, but it was just a great song nonetheless, man. If you got it, man, you got to hook that up. You got to hook that up for tomorrow, man. I'm just letting you know.
I don't think it's in the system, but we'll put it in there. We'll get it in there. That was a great old school song, man. And it's so crazy that you're the one correcting me. And I'm supposed to be the old head here, and you corrected me. Lord,
oh, man, you know what?
Again.
We all have, like, you know, it's the old soul. My niece is God, yeah. She's getting ready to graduate. I love her to death. My niece is 17 years old, and she has an old soul. All the music she listens to is from the 70s and 80s. That's all that. I mean, of course, the, you know, the new stuff or whatever, that, you know, the kids, you gotta stay hip to with the times. But
yeah,
when she goes home and studies and man, she's listening to the Minneapolis, she's listening to Solar, she's listening to Stax, she's listening to Muscle Shoals, she's listening to Miami Bass. I mean, all of this great music from the 80s that I grew up listening to as a kid, because my little sister's daughter, and my little sister got an old soul too. I mean, I'm 8 years her senior, but she has an old soul. Even as a kid growing up, that was her thing, and I guess she took after her mom, my niece did. So God bless them both, man. I love their, they got great taste in music, if I do say so myself.
Yes, likewise. I'll say so myself. Those girls.
Well, you know what? I gotta get my niece on the air one time and talk about her experience as she's getting ready to go to college. And then it's just talk about her old soul and what her uncle and her mom taught her. But we got to do that. But in the meantime,
yeah,
man,
go back
let's keep the music
going. Have on.
Yeah, let's keep the music going, man. Let's give you a classic from 1977 from the Blackbirds. This is one of my favorites. The name of the song is called Dreaming About You. You guys keep it locked right here because it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Don Fleming, Wardell Posse Jr. You guys keep it locked right here.
Make believe we're running away.
classic music from the lovely Miss Rochelle Pharrell from 1992. Of course, that is Till You Come Back to Me. What an amazing artist. Still out there doing her thing. So shout out to Miss Rochelle Pharrell. Hopefully we can get her on the show. You never know. And of course, before that, a friend of the show, she was on the show about a couple of years back, lovely Miss Carlita Duran from her Kismet Green album. Of course, this is called Travel Light. The song I played was called Travel Light. And of course, started off the block from 1977, music from the Blackbirds, of course, Donald Byrd doing his thing on the trumpet, Dreaming About You. About 26 minutes left of the show. I was going to say 26 minutes in the left. I don't know even know what that means. But anyway, still got a little time to hang out. We're down the stretch, but I want to thank everyone for tuning in and letting me fill in for my man doing it. Of course, he is still here. But I am controlling the boards right now. Of course, I have none other than my partner, accomplished songwriter, accomplished drummer, accomplished everything, fill in the blank, Mr. Wardell Fox. I know. What's up, man?
Man, oh, man. You know, you really like doing Indie Jazz Wednesdays. I could tell, man.
I like it. Every now and then, every blue moon, you can ask me to do it, and I'll do it.
Yeah, it's a beautiful blue moon, my brother. I enjoy it so much when you do it. And thank you for, you know, sitting in for me today. And once again, I want to make sure to give a shout-out to Astrid's mom for her 83rd birthday. Wow. Go, girl. Working it. And a shout out to Greg for making out flyers, and also for that great letter he wrote to the label that I'm working with. I'll be dropping a single, and I'll be dropping a single soon, within 30 days, and then dropping an album 30 days after that. So please check it out. And but much love, much love. There's Greg. He's been tuned in. He's hanging out with us. Much love, Greg. Thank you, brother. Anyway,
cool.
His clocks are off. His clocks are off. We got to let everybody know the time has changed here in the U.S. of A. And so we went forward an hour, right? We spring forward an hour. So
yeah, we spring forward. Yeah. So we lose an hour.
Yeah.
Which
so I was late for church. It was so weird. And but it's so crazy because the alarm went off. And then my wife goes, "What are you getting up so early for? It's only 6 o'clock. And I go, "Oh, okay." Went back to sleep. And then the alarm went off again. But the second time the alarm went off, it was telling me it's time to leave. And so when I looked at the alarm, I was like, "What the?" And then so she was looking at the analog clock, which doesn't change by itself. And then I'm looking at my cell phone. My cell phone's an hour ahead of that. And I go, "Oh, my God, I only got 30 minutes to get ready and leave and get to church? That's not going to happen." I was so frustrated.
Right.
She talked me out of getting up. And then she goes, "Oh, didn't you know the time change? What? Why'd you say anything?" It was totally messed me up. I had no idea the time change. But anyway, to our friends overseas, Greg, we're sorry we didn't tell you guys. Greg was like, "Did the time change? What's going on? I'm late. The show already started." I'm so sorry, Greg. We didn't tell you. Sorry.
I can hear him in the background. I can hear him in the background. "Oh, my God. I forgot the first hour." You know, I'm sorry. That's my Greg. That was my Greg impression. I'm sorry. This is my boy, though. That's my dude.
It's not really. It's more of his European impression. He's trying to sound like he's from another country, but he sounds terrible. Good.
I know. That's just horrible. Oh my God! Bloody hell, I forgot to listen to the first hour of the show. I'm joking. It's all love.
Yeah. Just don't do that again and don't sing, Greg said. No singing in the hood.
Here you go. Oh, bloody hell. We forgot the first hour of the show. That's a good one. Is that good? No? It's all good. I'm not going to sing, though.
Greg said it was funny.
I'm not going to sing, though.
he said he loved it. So guess what? Guess what I was found out about yesterday?
What is that?
They woke up this morning to ice on the window in the cars.
What?
How cold is that? Jeez, their windows are frozen. It's too cold. I'm not gonna complain about my 50 degree temperature in the morning. I'm not gonna complain about that no more. I was like, ice on the windows in Amsterdam? Lord have mercy.
In Amsterdam, I know, right? Oh my goodness, I know.
Yeah. It's so weird. Go ahead.
No. I said the weird thing about it is when you know. You kind of forget or you take for granted, you know, the weather sometimes. You know, even if you have, like, the coldest of cold days or the hottest of hot days, you got to understand it's hotter somewhere else or it's colder somewhere else. And this is one of those things. It's like it's every day. Now, we get a little gist of it a few days out of the year, you know, or at least a month at a time when it gets hot in the summer. But again, it's just one of those things, like, just appreciate you being where you are, you know? And that's what I do.
Absolutely.
I don't take that for granted. I don't take that for granted for one bit.
Yeah. Hey, you know, I really used to love, and people are kind of talking me out of it now, and I'm really sad that they're talking me out of it because I still desire sleeping. When I was younger, I went to my grandparents' house in the South, and the winter times were cold. And we used to, this is back in the 60s, and we would sleep with electric blankets, and they were so amazing. And I really, really, I love electric blankets. But people are like, no, they're not good for you. The electricity is not good for you. And I'm like, what? Why are you? And so they've been raining on my parade because I even told Greg when the war started over there in Russia, I was like, y'all need to get some electric blankets. And you know, I'm telling people what they to get and stuff. And then I hear, oh, it's not good for you. I mean, come on, man. Is nothing good for us anymore? What the heck? You know, I can't even eat.
I know it gets frustrating.
Eat. I know, but you know, it's just so crazy. Did you ever use electric blankets?
Yeah, I've used electric blankets before. I grew up with them. I grew up with heating pads and all that.
Oh, okay. All right, okay. So did you like the electric blanket?
I did. It kept me warm on those cold nights.
The worst thing about the electric blanket, Eddie Murphy is here. Y'all. The worst thing about the electric blanket was getting out to go to the bathroom in the middle of the night. It was freezing. I was like, oh, my God, did they not turn the heater on? Lord, my grandparents did not turn the heater on at night. So the electric blanket was to keep us warm. But when you had to go to the bathroom, man, oh, man, I tell you, I'm embarrassed to say this, but I think I kind of dribbled a little bit trying to hurry up and get back to the bed. You know, like, oh, my God, I can't wait till I'm finished peeing because I got to go. I was 9 years old, you know. So I was just a little babe. And I was just, you know, bony and probably was running around in my tidy whities. So I just don't.
It's all good.
It's just wrong.
It's all good. It's all good. I like the way you slid that Eddie Murphy joke in there. But anyway, we got about another 17 minutes left. We're going to go ahead and – I got a small blues block, and then I think I might play some indie music at the end. But I want to take you guys back to 1982, one of my favorite Johnny Taylor songs, man, of course, from that album, Is It Good Enough? Of course, this is late, great Johnny Taylor. Name of the song is called What About My Love? You guys keep it locked right here. Of course, it is Indie Blues and All That Jazz Wednesday. Wardell Posse Jr., Don Fleming. Keep it locked right here.
What about my praying, baby. Yes, I have. Praying.
He was born in 1935, so he died in 84. So he was about about almost 50 years old. I think he was 48 when he died, right before his 49th birthday.
Wow, what a babe. So sad. So sad.
But he, you know what I said, his musical definitely lived on, especially in those Southern households growing up. Of course, in the 80s, it was about cleaning that house on Saturdays, and that's what you heard. You heard the blues. You heard everything. You heard jazz. You heard a little bit of gospel, but, you know, my grandmother kind of saved that for Sunday before church. But Saturday, cleaning the house music, ZZ Hill. If ZZ Hill is not in your playlist, you know, growing up, something is wrong with you. But yeah, that was, of course. Go ahead.
I would try to go to work with my dad on Saturdays for sure, because I did not want to clean the house. Lord have mercy. I was like, I'm going to work. Can I get it? Yeah, you need me to work at one of the gas stations? I was doing anything.
You need to work? I'll work.
I get to the gas station. You know, all you do is go out there, pump some gas a little bit, maybe two or three cars at a time. You know, you get it done, you go back, sit in there, and you get to eat some potato chips, drink soda, and look at TV. That was the best job ever. And then go back outside, pump a little bit more gas, because they didn't have self-serve back there. Everything was full serve.
They tip you too. They tip you too, right?
Oh yeah, the tips. I got paid.
Not only they pump the gas, you get a tip from them. Okay, yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah. My salary, my tips outdid my salary, because I was only getting like $10 a week. I remember when it went up. I remember when it went up to $15 a week. Boy, I was so. I felt like the richest kid on the block.
Look out now.
You know.
Couldn't tell me nothing. Huh?
At 10 years old, I had that kind of money. I was rolling to the candy store. Oh, man. That kid to the candy store, anything was cost a nickel. It was like a nickel or a dime.
Telling me these stories.
You
I'm
know,
getting jealous.
Yeah, man, no. You remember going to the corner store and getting bubble gum and all that little thing. Yeah, that was stuff was cheap. Now, man, you can spend a dollar for anything. Like, get out of here. Dude, a quarter was big time. Now,
look at you. Look, we're gonna rant about that tomorrow. We're about to get up out of here. It's got about a little 2.5 minutes left in the show. Again,
Sure
you tune in tomorrow. Tomorrow it is a triple threat Thursday. Of course, Ordell's Drive Time. I call it, of course, Throwback Thursday from 3 to 5 p.m. Of course, you got Throwback Thursday night with yours truly from 8 to 10 p.m. And then you have my man, Goldie Mac, the ancestor. We got an archive show from him playing all that funk music. The Cosmic Slapjack, of course, definitely rest in peace, Goldie Mac. And, yeah, tune in tomorrow. Again, it's a triple threat. At 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, by the way, so make sure you tune in. But anyway, going to close out all the way to 1960 of music from the lovely Miss Etta Jones, Don't Go to Strangers, from Wardell Posse Jr. I'm Don Fleming. You guys have a safe Wednesday. We'll see you guys tomorrow for Throwback Thursday, all day Thursday, 3 to 5, 8 to 10, and 11 to 1. So make sure you tune in. Until then, you guys have a great Wednesday. We'll see you tomorrow. Wardell, we out, brother.
God bless you, and thank you again. Love you all. Yeah, and be blessed.
Don't go to strangers, darling. Come on to me. Play with fire. And when there's no place for you to turn, don't go to strangers, darling, come on to me.
when you hear a call to follow your heart. You follow your heart, I know. I've been through it all, and I'm an old hand, and I'll understand if you go. So make your mark for your friends to see. But when you need more than company, don't go to strangers, come on to me. Come on to